Who brings the sunrise dressed in all white? Love knows no size. After a long night, who brings the sun to sky? Dressed in all white light, love knows no sacrifice. After a long night, who brings the sun to sky? Dressed in all white light, love knows no sacrifice. After a
expect them to be such losers.
I have never seen submission embodied half so well as in the feeble competition between men with souls to sell. And I've never seen a guard dog with less fearsome of a bite than with its tail between its legs found at the rich man's side. Look at him, he's sweating from the climb, office worker, soldier, CEO. He's bleeding and he's blind, and I have never seen a creature more pitiful than him. He drinks power like salt water, all because he cannot swim. Mouths open, serving, serve a higher path. They told him it's a staircase, it's a time. Of the river, the honey on her tongue, door open to communion, being your father's son. And I would not expect you to witness what we know, the song sung in the dark times, the fire and the snow. We'll be piling up our pyre, and you defend your lords, and we'll have our joy, but we'll never be yours. Mouths open, servants of a higher power.
Unrewarded for all of your defending from your loneliness epidemic. Good boy, there's plenty of the money trickle down, yeah. You say one day you'll be rich, but tell me how then. Unpaid marketing department for your power. Good boy.
Rough time of year, does it get to you too? When it rains and it rains, and your shoes never dry. I stay inside with my veins full of glue, and I stick to a screen till my battery dies. I don't need to be rich, only so wealthy as to pay for my food. I don't need to be huge, only so
fake. And you just heard Ball and Chain by Ella Red. Before that, you had Envy by Sparkbird, Paris Pamela with Good Boy, and to start, we had Monrovia, Pray the Devil Back to Hell. So, a lot of good music so far today, and don't worry, I have plenty of more coming up. A lot of new music, too, or new-ish. I haven't reviewed stuff in a while. I need to. The new Melanie Martinez album is out. I haven't listened to it yet, but, like, very excited. Like, I am... It's always great when artists, like, make new music because then they go on tour. So, I'm really hoping that she does something over the summer because I don't want to deal with Boston again. I mean, I love Boston, but, like, I don't want to deal with the hassle of getting down there, you know? So, yeah, okay, back on topic. Before we get into some more music, we have a brief PSA. So, winter sports like skiing and snowboarding can be a fun activity, although it is most important to prioritize safety. When hitting the slopes, please wear a helmet to protect yourself from concussions and head trauma. Wearing a helmet can also protect yourself from long-term head injuries. Even if you believe yourself to be an expert skier or snowboarder, you may want to think twice. Not only are helmets perfect for protection, but they also keep your head warm from the cold mountain air. This message is brought to you by your helmet-wearing snow-safe DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. If you don't know, I'm a skier, and does my helmet desperately need to be replaced? Yes. Am I going to do it? No. Apparently it's like every 2 years or something, closer if you've had like a bad crash recently, but I haven't been able to find one that fits the same way. So, like, there's like a small crack in it, but it's not like structural or anything, like, so it's fine. I say that, but I'm gonna, like, go skiing this weekend and come back with, like, well, guess who got major head trauma? Yeah, that's me. But you know what? I almost got major head trauma, like, last weekend when I was skiing. Because you know why? Okay, apparently J-Peaks allows snow skates. And if you don't know what that is, neither did I. It's like a sled. It's a tiny sled they stand on. There's no bindings, no nothing. And there were so many of them. And, like, they couldn't get off the lift. I think that snowboarders and skiers need to unite against this new enemy, because, like, this is... No. At least snow bikes, they can get off the lift themselves, and they don't usually crash, I think. I've only seen, like, 3 of them. But, in my opinion, that might be 3 too many, but, you know. But, yeah. And, not to mention, monoskis. Like, I've seen people... I'll never forget the time I saw a guy monoskiing. Like, it was like, at this point, just get a snowboard. What is... I don't understand people sometimes. Like, we got snowboards, we got skis, we're good. Stop inventing stuff. Stop, please, I beg you. All right, so that's my little spiel about how much I think snow skates are ridiculous. Like, ugh. But the good news is, if you disagree with me, you can argue with me. Like, feel free to chat in and argue with me. So, I feel like I should start a new segment where I just, like, debate people. Like, debate me. That could be my new thing next semester. Instead of folklore, I do debates. I don't know if anyone... Feel free to call or chat in, like... I don't know. Sounds fun. Anyways, next up we have The Hand by Annabelle Dinda. This is one of my personal favorites, so... Oh, great, and more. Nope, there we go, we're back. Alright, for real this time.
Yeah. Follow. of the cul-de-sac, like in the paperbacks.
Even if lately the wheels have been
And you just heard Cold by Nas, Cul-de-sac by Maya John, Silver Spoon by Aaron LeCount, and to start we had The Hand by Annabelle Dinda. Now, it is 8:30, you are tuned in to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington, and I'm here with your news. So, in terms of UVM news, right now, sophomores' room selection is live. Yeah. What's the thing we say about Hunger Games? I can't remember it. It's like, may the odds be ever in your favor. May the odds be ever in your favor, because, it's rough out there. It's rough. We also have an update on the Battle of the Bands. This is coming from The Cynic. So, March 19th in Higher Grades Showcase Lounge, there is a Battle of the Bands finale where four bands, which had made it through all the other rounds, competed against each other. There was Mother of Pearl, Tabernacle, Wet Denim, and Swampy Tonk. And feel free to take a guess in your mind who won. It was Swampy Tonk. So congratulations to Swampy Tonk. That is so good for you guys. And also just shout out to all the other bands. Like, Wet Denim was in here a couple weeks ago for Exposure. And speaking of Exposure on the Road is coming up April 1st, 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's free in Brennan's. Please come. Like, you can see such an amazing... Like, I think we have a bunch of different bands playing that night, which is super exciting. So I am so excited to see what it's going to be like. I'm curious how we're going to set up, because this is my first year here. So I'm very excited for this, though. Like, this is going to be interesting. So, Exposure on the Road, make note. So, come to Brennan's. You can get some Jamals. Also, I just found out recently that Brennan's used to be an actual pub. Like, okay. Rest in peace, I guess. Well, that would be hilarious, though, if we still had one. Like, that would be right in the middle of campus. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Anyways, in terms of Vermont news, there are protesters trying to overturn Act 250, which basically, it kind of prevents development, and because the goal of it is to protect the environment, essentially. But it also kind of stifles development for a farmer, so kind of at this impasse of like, well, do we harm the environment, or do we help these guys keep their jobs and improve and, like, be able to produce more and improve GDP. So it's kind of just like, eh. There's, like, either way things get hurt. Like, it's one of those situations where there's not really a good answer to it. And I completely understand why people are kind of stressed about it and not thrilled. So it's on 7 Days if you want to read more. And also from 7 Days... Frog and Toad Child Care and Learning Center is shutting down despite parents having received numerous emails that they would not be shutting down. They evidently have. This comes during an investigation of one of their teachers. So I hope that really works out well. And I hope that, I hope that if you or a loved one was affected by this, like, that you're able to find new childcare, because, like, I know it's, like, a train wreck right now, so. There is also, from The Cynic, the city of Burlington is debating passing legislation and called, no, they would be relocating the Food Not Cops lunch program. Basically, the goal of this would be to, like, keep feeding people, like, putting money that would go towards the police, towards, like, feeding the people of Burlington, so. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff in here, also in Vicinic, so it's a mutual aid collective, which, like, there's so many good ones around here. If you ever want to get involved, like, just look around for mutual aid collections. Me, personally, I am biased towards Free 50 Vermont, because I was involved with that in the past. Like, shout out Free 50 Vermont, love them. Now, in terms of your weather, if you haven't noticed, yesterday was nice. I walked outside and I was like, wow, I feel happy. Because, like, usually when I step outside, I'm like, ugh, this is my 13th reason. Yeah. But today we have a high of 41. Wow, okay. Basically bikini weather, guys. Don't get a sunburn. We also have a low of 30, but it feels like 24, and right now it is 31 degrees, so a little above the low. The lowest feels like temperature will be 20 degrees around 10 a.m., but after that, 12 to 1, we'll be getting a little bit of sun, like just a little peek through in the clouds. Then, more clouds. Yep, clouds all day. But Thursday, we're gonna get rain. And Friday, we're gonna get rain. It's not even snow. Like, I don't know what's better or worse at this point. Like, you can also expect, like, a cloudy weekend, and then it looks like some more rain Monday. So, we're not seeing the sun for a while again, are we? I hope you guys enjoyed that yesterday, because that's not coming back. Ugh. Gotta love it. Anyways, yeah, so music. You can't tell, I am so tired right now. Ugh. But this is one of my favorites. Like, I'm really excited about this one. I was super shocked to see it hadn't charted. So, let's get started with our next set with Angel on Fire by Halsey.
I woke up to an utter mess in the living room. Broken bottles all around my feet. They came again in the night under crescent moon. Didn't wake me in my sleep. Cause they talk and drink and laugh about things and fall in love in my backyard. I hide and cower in the corner, conversations getting hard. Cause nobody seems to ask about me anymore. And nobody seems to care about anything I think. And nobody seems to recognize me in the crowd, in the background screaming, everybody look at me. A centerpiece, had the whole world wrapped around my ring. I flew too closely to the sun that's setting in the east, and now I'm melting from my wings. Cause I'd laugh and drink and talk about things and fall in love in my backyard. Now it's my own anxiety that makes the conversation hard. Cause nobody seems to ask about me anymore. And nobody ever cares about anything I think. And nobody seems to recognize me in the crowd, in the background screaming, everybody look at me.
Is more than the sanctum on your sleeping kings and the poet. They say I should see it in divine light, but I see it in the huddle on the 4-5. So
something holy in the way they're holding on to the hope just to stay alive.
If you could read my mind, I'm sure that you'd be horrified. You'd kick and scream and cry. Where did you sleep last night? I'm so unkindly lying. Say that I don't need yours to shine. Call her Prometheus. She's always on.
And prepare your young heart, 'cause when the war it shakes, will the light it starts? We're miles and miles from the promised land, dear, but I swear to God we're already here. Take your old man's advice and prepare your young heart. Take your old man's advice and prepare your young heart. The weight of the world is resting on your back, and everyone you know says it gets much easier when the weight of the world falls slack. Kick up your feet and let's move forever. I'll set the sail if you lift the tether. All of the times that we've shared together, all of the sounds and all kinds of weather. This is the way it should be forever. This is the way it could be forever.
Oh, the world is a wild and a wondrous place.
Well, the world is wild, my love.
And your heart, my love, it has no need to break.
And your heart, my love, has no need to break. And prepare your young heart.
'Cause when the world shakes, where the light is so hot,
the weight of the world is resting on your back, and everyone you know says it gets much easier when the weight of the world falls slack.
Let's kick up our feet and let's move forever. Set the sail if you lift the tether. All of the times that we've shared together, all of the sounds and all kinds of weather. This is the way it should be forever. This is the way it could be forever. This is the way it should be forever. This is the way it could be forever.
waiting for. For the band to play a song. I said, what are we waiting for? For the band to play a song.
Father never will.
Just know
And you just heard Inkpot Gods by The Amazing Devil, Her Song by The Family Crest, Prometheus on the 405 by Janani Keja, and to start the set, we had Angel on Fire by Halsey. Now, we are almost done with our time together today, but before I go, I want to tell you a quick story. Have you heard of the last man killed for piracy in the United States? You probably haven't. His name's Albert W. Hicks, and he, like me, is a Rhode Islander. So, he's one of the fun... He's a character. Now, this guy had the most insane life you could imagine. Like, this part gets left out a lot. But when he was very young, I think he must have been like, I don't have exact dates with me right now because that file's a pain to fill up. If you can't tell, this is something I've been researching for a while. But basically, so must have been early 1800s. I feel like it might have been 1805, I want to say. So, sorry, I don't have my big note stock in front of me because that's on my thumb drive and I forgot it. Look at me, I'm so prepared. But basically, Hicks, he was the last man executed for piracy because he killed a man on an oyster sloop, and then just things escalated so quick. Like, he was arrested and convicted for going after the E.A. Johnson, and he would, why is this, okay, sorry, this is not my usual system, so, R.W. Hicks, last man executed for piracy. He's considered to be a bridge between the last pirates and modern gangsters since he was executed in 1860, at the age of 40, so it could not have been 1805. Okay, it must... Yeah, that math isn't working. Alright, ignore my math, I'm tired. But the thing that gets left out a lot is that he was also involved with the Gloucester Ghoul. And if you don't know what that is, that's one of the 3.5 cryptids we have in the United... No. It's one of the 3.5 cryptids we have in Rhode Island. So, he was one of... He was a part of a group of five, okay? Sorry about that. He's part of a group of five. It was him, a couple other guys, and then this one guy who was just... He was like some kind of shaman, I guess? Like, that's definitely not the right word for what he was, but like, he had a lot of occult stuff going on, and they were basically just trespassing off this guy's farm in the middle of the night under the Leonoid Comets, and trying to find buried pirate treasure. So, start him young, I guess. And he was one of the people who saw the beast, except in later newspapers it got changed to just him doing it because he was a more dramatic figure, and it was like more fun to be like, ooh, the pirate Albert Hicks, he saw this monster while searching for Captain Kidd's treasure, to be exact. And that's why he did all these evil things, because it was the devil. And, no, I think he was just a bad guy. I think he was just like that, in all honesty. Like, he was just doing stuff. Like, definitely earned the title of the last pirate in America. Like, he was wild. Like, this guy was escalating things so quick. But, like, I feel like I want to know more about the shaman guy. Like, it's hard to find stuff on them. Like, I've only been able to find, like, two sources on that. Like, I'm not talking, like, Google or, like, kind of shady websites, which, by the way, if you search up the Gloucester Ghoul, it will show you a picture, like, this, I think it's a woodcut print, that's not the Gloucester Ghoul, that is a French beast, like, the Beast of Gravon, I think. I know the descriptions are kind of similar, but they are not the same, wrong continent, like, there's at least 5 centuries between them, like, it's, no, stop using that photo, please. Like, I know why it happens, because, like, there's, like, nothing of a Gloucester Ghoul, because, like, it's Rhode Island, you know? We're known for vampires, not cryptids, I guess. But Albert W. Hicks, like, he is a really interesting, really small part of the Gloucester Ghoul story, which I'm hoping to get more into next week. So make sure you tune in for that, because I lost track of time and my flash drive. So with that all said and done, don't forget to stick around, and don't forget Exposure on the Road, April 1st. 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Brennan's, and it is free, so you should definitely come. You have no excuse not to. But stick around, we have more great music coming up, and thank you for tuning in to WREV
your better alternative.
Fires in the north.